Tonight, NSA leaker, a goat, a hero, a traitor, or somebody who just wants people to know what's going on. In the meantime, what's happening with the State Department? Crazy charges of prostitution to drug ring cover-ups. What's that about? Another scandal? Are you kidding me? Kate Delaney here at the helm of America tonight, and right off the bat, as always, this is like Weather Central, I'm telling you. You have to have a meteorologist degree anymore to do a talk show or anything related to what's happening, what's the buzz in the land. I like to say that ATN is all about that. And listen, the common denominator for all of us, besides, I think, our frustration with the government, because no matter whether you're left of left or right of right or independent libertarian, whatever label you slap on your ideology, it is true that there is definitely massive frustration in this country over what's happening politically. But the other common denominator is the weather. The weather, meaning tornadoes, hurricane, hail, floods, you know, you name it, whatever kind of disaster. And it certainly seems as though lately we have been getting our fair share across this great country. And the latest, of course, is in Kentucky. Take a listen to this.
There's no injuries, no severe injuries. We had some minor injuries. Several vehicles flipped over. We had several roads blocked, but we pretty well got them all cleared out now. There were two elderly ladies that was in a house that they got in a bathtub, and that was the only room left standing of the house. So that was a miracle right there. It's one of the worst we've had in a long time here. We've several years back in the 90s, we had one that killed a couple of kids, but this is one of the worst we've had in recent memory.
All right, so the good news is it wasn't, as you heard the great description there, was anything of the sort of what happened in Moore, Oklahoma, or ever, or even rather in El Reno, where we're talking about winds of 200 to 300 miles an hour. But still, when you get sustained winds and you have any kind of tornadic activity, especially with what we've all been seeing, you think your, where does your mind go? It automatically goes to the shredded homes, the people who are missing, and ultimately what happens to so many of these communities when they're hit with tornadoes. So some scary moments in Kentucky, but thank goodness it wasn't anything that people couldn't get through, and they did this time around for sure. All right, speaking of, and that, by the way, was Terry Cole talking about that, the bathtub miracle. That's nice, just minor injuries. The thing that everybody is talking about, besides the weather, of course, as always, is what's happening with Edward Snowden. Is he a guy that needs to be praised, or is he a guy who needs to be pummeled? And the answer is, we don't know. What do we know about him? He's a high school dropout computer whiz who ended up in a situation where he had access to all of these documents and what was happening with the NSA. Did he have anything personal to gain? Did he have more to lose? That's, you could ask yourself that question. He was making $200,000, so he threw that out the window and said that the reason that he leaked the documents is because he felt unsettled about what was happening. In fact, he felt so unsettled that he thought he wanted to force the public debate on these invasive programs that should have happened before they even took place. So he decided he would go to Hong Kong and he would leak out the information to the, specifically to people in the media that he wanted to, including The Guardian, the UK, one of the UK's big newspapers. He said that he was so unsettled that he had a code name, Verax, which is a Latin word for truth teller, and he told a Washington Post reporter that he talked to that the U.S. intelligence community would most certainly kill you if they could block the disclosure. So he leaks the information, calls it disclosure, and does he break the law? Well, of course, if you look at the letter of law, he broke the law. He exposed info that's classified and that the government is saying was very effective in tracking terrorists. So they're not going to ignore it. They're going to go after him. Could he get 10 to 20 years? Certainly. Could he hide out somewhere? Well, we have an extradition policy with Hong Kong, so he's not going to last long there. Does he hopscotch somewhere to Latin America? Julian Assange, who is hiding out in an Ecuadorian embassy in England, because if he leaves the embassy grounds, the Ecuadorian embassy, then the Brits would pick him up immediately. He says Snowden is a hero, he is a truth teller, he is a whistleblower, and advised him to run to Latin America. It remains to be seen how he's going to be judged, but he's going to face a few trials, and I have a feeling that with this criminal investigation, they're going to nail him. So the National Security Agency has to answer, or they don't have to answer, but now people are curious and wondering what's really going on and how much information is being revealed and how much is too much and how much are they into our privacy, infuriating so many people that don't think our records should be pawed over. And this is the big, bad, burning question of the moment is, you know, here we are. People are on the Internet petitioning for Edward Snowden to be pardoned, but some people think he's a terrible, terrible threat and deserves whatever he gets for leaking out classified information. But he dropped out of sight at this point. Out of sight is Hong Kong, but you can bet the government will push to have him sent back and face the charges. So if he doesn't skedaddle quickly, he's going to be caught in the crosshairs of this. And my prediction is he's caught in the crosshairs of this, you know, no matter what happens here, because he's not going to, I don't think he gets out fast enough anyway, if he even could get out of it. So letter of the law, he definitely broke that. But the reveal here is all of that Internet information, the broad, broad, broad monitoring of your phone calls, my phone calls, all the Internet data mining that's going on from Google and Facebook, all the places that they pull from the servers, and how much is too much. Here he was, a guy who had full-on access by being a technical assistant at the CIA and then working at the NSA as an employee of a contractor, Booz Allen Hamilton. And he said the reason he revealed is he was disenfranchised with the president and that Obama had continued the intrusive surveillance policies of his predecessor's regime, the Bush people, and so he didn't want to live in a country that did those kinds of things, and that's why he granted the Guardian a video interview and talked about working with the NSA and copying the secret documents at the office in Hawaii 3 weeks ago. Then telling his supervisor he needed a couple of weeks off for epilepsy treatments, but really he was flying to Hong Kong. How about that? Hang with us, more odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Course of her career, a working woman with a college degree will earn on average hundreds of thousands of dollars less than a man who does the same work. Now that's wrong. I don't want that for Malia and Sasha. I don't want that for your daughters. I don't want that to be an example. I want every child to grow up knowing that a woman's hard work is valued and rewarded just as much as any man's.
All right, your president, President Obama, talking about the equal pay. You heard what he said. The statistics are accurate there, but that's a way to diffuse, because certainly that's an issue, but it's an easy layup issue where people are going to say, yeah, absolutely, let's get that pay up. And as far as voting for anything, that's an easy thing to appeal for versus what we're seeing with the surveillance of phone records and what's happening still with the leftover Benghazi feelings and the committees meeting there and the Justice Department with the Associated Press records. That snag is not over. It really is a series of disenchantment. I think things in a row for people who were huge Obama supporters are not very excited about what's happened in the last really month and a half. And this NSA leaker, I mean, that's the latest thing to happen that's infuriated so many people, talking about leaked government secrets. But the fact that, you know, the administration says, well, we're transparent. Remember, it was all about the Bush people, they were the bad guys. We're not like those bad guys. We're not those bad guys. So bringing up the equal pay thing is pretty much a layup. One thing that isn't a layup that also is, it seemed like it was going to be a layup, but it's not, is this immigration bill. They're preparing for some of the first votes in the full Senate on it, and they're getting ready with the amendments because there's a lot of things that there are not agreements on now. Back taxes, health care coverage, border security. Now, we keep talking about border security, border security, border security. And that's been like 20 years worth of saying the same thing over and over again. So it was like they're all parrots. There's nothing new in that. What are the solutions? Say the specific solutions to what it is you think needs to happen there and how you're getting the money to do it, for goodness sake, instead of just throwing out these broad terms, the idea of who's going to disagree with that, no matter what their political affiliation. No, we don't want any border security. Sure, let's keep it all. Let's keep doing what we're doing because it's working so well. Let's keep doing that. So trying to talk about, yeah, it's time to close the gender pay gap. This is some, I think, is a layup. I don't think you get a lot of argument on that. Immigration looked like it was going to be a layup, but it's not so easy because of the fact that you have still a lot of disagreement in what the answer is. How do you come up with something where you get the back taxes, where you have some sort of a line, some sort of a way to enact this pathway to amnesty? So I don't know that that happens. I don't know that the immigration thing actually, you know, goes through. And, you know, it's interesting, on the Equal Pay Act, that actually shows you how fast the wheels of government turn. This is 50, that Equal Pay Act came out 50 years ago. 50 years ago. This was signed into law by President JFK in 1963. Wow. And this Pew poll showed that women are the primary source of income for 40% of households in the United States. Like I said, the wheels turn slowly, don't they? So slowly in Washington, D.C. All right, it seems like that happens sometimes in the justice system. We've been talking about this case for a year, George Zimmerman, who is on trial for second-degree murder of Trayvon Martin. Tracy Martin talked about now what's happening in the community and fear that people will erupt in violence because of the discord over what's happened in this community in the year, actually more than a year and a half since all of this went down. Here's Tracy Martin's take.
We ask that the community continue to stay peaceful as we place our faith in the justice system. And we ask that the community do the same. We are relieved that the start of the trial is here with the jury selection as we seek justice for our son, Trayvon. And we also seek a fair and impartial trial.
All right, I would say that was a smart thing to do. It was smart to say, look, be cool, everybody. Don't erupt. Don't do anything stupid because you're not helping this process along. So let's just get to the case. Let's go to the courtroom. Let's have the jury selection. Let's move on with this and not have this go in 10 different directions before we even get going. So that trial is getting ready to, you know, begin. They're doing the selection part, picking that jury, which is key. It's underway. So that shouldn't take too long. Certainly by the end of the week, that will be done. Then they go to opening arguments, then they get into evidence and the back and forth and all of that. So it's interesting. The shooting certainly put a national spotlight on Sanford and sparked a lot of debates about gun laws in America. The law in Florida, the Stand Your Ground law, this is the big deal here. Self-defense or, you know, murder. He's a self-proclaimed neighborhood watch volunteer who killed the 17-year-old. And now it all begins. This happened in February of 2012. You have to go back and think about it. It seems like it was even longer than that, but, you know, think about how long. We're talking over a year and a half. So that's usually what happens. So the jury selection begins. They have the 21 potentials who come in. And then they interview them, and then they go from there, and they keep picking and picking, and they have so many people that they can recuse and send away. They have so many strikes is really what they call it, and then they'll move on. I think that they get to this as fast as they can because of how long it's taken to get to this point and because of, you know, the sensitivity of what's happening in that community. So, you know, that's smart. Get to it and move on from that. I don't think that you'll see George Zimmerman. There's been some debate about whether he should take the stand or not. I don't think that you're going to see him take the stand in this case. It probably doesn't do any good in his trial. I don't think that they'll opt to to do that. I'm going to say the daily salute. We need a little daily salute from all the things that we're talking about. I read a story over the weekend about drivers that were passing by a car that was on fire that rescued a woman from the burning wreckage of what was her car before firefighters were able to get there. And this was a 60-year-old woman who lost control of her Toyota when she was on, any of you know, Interstate 84. It left the road, hit a rock apparently, flew into the air, and then crashed into trees, and then burst into flames. So in your mind, if you think about that, imagine what that would be like if you're driving down the road. I love that drivers stopped, kicked out a window, and pulled her out. She was unconscious, and she was held in by her seatbelt, and because at first they couldn't get her out, they worked to pull her from the car together. They rolled the car onto its side. They used a baseball bat. They broke out the sunroof. They were able to get the safety belt off. They cut it off. And then with these people that came by, they pulled her out of the burning car and moved her away from it before before the firemen arrived. I love that. Is that a great daily salute? Woohoo! Bravo. There's my own applause for those people for doing that, thinking quickly, grabbing what they had in their cars. And, you know, that's one of those moments in your life where that car could have blown up at any moment. And if you could see the fire, I mean, it's like a scene from a Hollywood flip over where, poof, it automatically is just in flames. So the fact that they did that is amazing. I mean, it's amazing they all jumped in there and just grabbed her the way they did, and especially since they had to move the car around. That could have been a little bit too close for comfort, but, how about that? They pushed the car out of the way by the time the firemen arrived. They closed lanes and everything else because it was full-on fire. They were able to get her into an ambulance, and she was okay. So I would think there was a few people that she probably has to thank for that. Hang with us here in America Tonight. We still have a long way to go. Hop over the wall with me.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, don't just walk away.
So speaking of crashing and burning, should that be what happens with the government's phone and internet surveillance program? Should they rip it up? Hey, the jig is up. We know how broad this is. Demantle the sucker now, and let's figure something else out, because this is flat out an invasion of privacy. Who is listening to your conversations at 3 in the morning? And really, Ed Snowden is either a hero or he's a traitor. He is the source of the NSA leak that's been revealed, that's for sure. But should there be more oversight into what they're doing with the surveillance program? And, is this just something that people are talking about? Is this the price we pay for security? Well, you certainly can't just whisk it away and say, well, we live in a different world now, so let the government do whatever it likes, because that's not good. What I think is interesting is Obama, part of the transparent administration, is definitely not transparent. If you listen to the top of the show, you heard Jay Carney say that, look, leaking classified information, endangering Americans, this is the what they're standing on. So they're going after him. He's going to go down if possible. You know, they're looking into a criminal, and they're criminally investigating Snowden for what he did for the big reveal, as he was the leaker. And he's a former technical assistant for the CIA and a current employee, if you will, of a defense contractor, big group, Bose Allen Hamilton, if you've ever heard of them. And he was a contractor with them in Hawaii for like 3 months or so. He hightailed it to Hong Kong and then started doing these interviews. Really, the first one was with The Guardian, did a video interview with him and talked about that he was the leaker. He was the one who talked about how broad this was and gave specifics on what happened. So here's the thing. The government could try to charge him with treason under the Espionage Act. But, think about this. They'd have to prove that he had intent to betray the United States. Snowden, in his comments, says his motive was just to inform the public and spur on some debate. That was it, to inform them what was being done and what's being done against them. So proving the Espionage Act may be a little bit tough. And, you know, he'll lawyer up. There is one attorney. There's not more than one. There's a couple attorneys that specialize in this kind of stuff, and you can be sure that they'll jump on this case. He says the government is trying to intimidate people with threats of retaliation for revealing wrongdoing, and that is that against the public interest? What do you say, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We'll take some calls, and also we have plenty of people who have sent us emails and whatnot related to this. We will hit the mailbag because most of what came in had to do with what happened here with Snowden and whether or not you think he's in the deep end of the pool and needs to be prosecuted, or whether or not he was really just trying to make a point. And his point is one that's worthy of looking at, because what did he really have to gain by revealing this information, by leaking it out? He definitely could face a lot of jail time, there's no question, because he released classified info. So he had access to classified information. It was not declassified, and he released that information. So if he is extradited from Hong Kong or China or wherever else he is, then, you know, ultimately, they'll nab him. There's no question about that. What's interesting is there haven't been a lot of comments, and we're going to take calls, so just hang on, everybody, and we'll go to you. We'll do the mailbag segment at the tail end of this hour, and I'll let you hear some of the comments. So I'll throw the number out again, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The Department of Justice at this point is in just the initial stages of investigating this. So, you know, not much is released. I tried to tweak every source I could in D.C., and they're definitely talking about this. But the administration is being incredibly careful about what they're saying, because they know they've been down this highway already, and they're going to tread very cautiously with what they ultimately say, because it's just the beginning of this. And they're saying that it's the unauthorized disclosure of classified info, we know that, by somebody who had authorized access and then ultimately bailed. Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Rick, what do you think? Missed you there. All right, let's go to Rex, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rex, how are you?
I'm fine, my dear. How are you tonight?
I'm great. What do you think, Rex? Is he a hero?
I don't think he's a hero. I don't think he's a traitor. I think he's a goat.
He could be a goat. There you go. That's the in-between.
I mean, yeah, in other words, I think he came out prematurely. He didn't have enough outside of information that he had. But wherewithal to come out and do this more appropriately. So I would hope the fact that he's exposed this and other things come down the pike, as they say, would be more beneficial or important than falling on him. So, you know, in other words, if he's got attorneys that are going to help him out, that's fine. But this is a gross injustice, taking this amount of information out of stuff. And you can't tell me they weren't monitoring these calls. Take third grade math to tell you, hey, okay, A adds up to B and C equals this. You know, okay, so-and-so made a call to so-and-so, and that's who they made the call to. So, okay, let's figure it out in the interim. There's a lot of stuff that's going on anymore that just I can't fathom anymore. It's just too much a monumental task. But in this instance, I believe this, let the information fall where it may. They're going to do what they're going to do to him. One part of the government's going to filler and post him, and the other one's going to say, hey, you know, when you talk about patriots and heroes, I'm hard pressed to go there.
Well said, Rex. I agree with you. I don't think he's a hero. I don't understand why people are saying that he's a hero, because I don't agree with that either. You know, the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, is saying that the leaks are reckless, and then that in the past couple of days he's taken the rare step of declassifying some details about them to be able to respond to these reports about counterterrorism techniques and why it's out there, and disclosing some information about the specifics used to collect information. But he's saying now this gives our enemies the playbook on how to avoid detection. So we're really screwing ourselves, is what he's trying to say. PRISM is what it's called, allows the government to tap directly into the servers of major U.S. internet companies, Google, Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, AOL, all that kind of stuff. And they basically scoop out video chats, instant messages, and they say they're tracking foreign nationals who are suspected of terrorism or espionage. And they say the government's not listening to any of the billions of phone calls, only logging the numbers. But, you know, I can't buy that. Give me a break. There's no doubt, though, on the letter of the law, what'll be interesting, what I just said about the Espionage Act. What will be interesting is the fact that it is classified. When something is labeled as classified, it's classified. So if you work for them, you leak it, he definitely leaked it. Those are the facts. He leaked classified documents. But, you know, this whole data grabbing stuff, and the fact that, you know, you have Facebook and Google, they're saying that they didn't know that that was happening. And they say that, you know, okay, so what are they... Is this making a difference in tracking terrorists, which was my question anyway? Are we really, what is it doing? What have we done by doing this? Looking at the duration of calls and phone numbers and names, gathering names and callers and, you know, all of that. So privacy, security, I mean, this is the scales that we're weighing here, and obviously there's choices we have to make, but we could certainly all agree, listen, there was some crazy overreach here without a doubt. You cannot have a government that says, well, listen, this is for your safety, we're just going to do whatever we're going to do, because we don't want that. Certainly you don't want to go to that extreme of let us do whatever we want to do in the name of thwarting terrorism and keeping us safe. I would want to know the follow-up to that. But now the cat's out of the bag, there's no doubt about it. Someone somewhere is laughing hysterically over all of this. I'm not laughing hysterically over it, but I know that there are other people, certainly, that are. So the president says the government, yes, is collecting reams of phone records, phone numbers, all that kind of stuff. And saying that he welcomes a debate on this issue. Well, what kind of debate would that be? Who's going to debate all this? We're debating it now. And this is what this kid said. Ed Snowden said, well, I think people need to know so they can have that conversation. And the one thing he did tell The Guardian, he said, I feel satisfied that this was all worth it. I have no regrets, that I hope that, you know, by the fact that the publicity of the leaks will provide him with some protection, which is what I think. He also realized that he could, for every count that they charge him with, once he's extradited, which Hong Kong has an extradition treaty with the United States that kicked in the late 90s, he could get some serious jail time for this. And if that's the case, you know, he's looking at maybe up to 20 years. So was it all worth it? I think that's really why he leaked it, to protect himself. All right, we're kicking it to the other side of the wall. Stay with us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all. I deserve my life now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all. I got troubles in my life. I think you're right, but you were wrong. You tried to take me, but I knew all along you can't take.
Turns here on America Tonight. And as I promised, we will hit the mailbag. And so without further ado, let's do that.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Nate, who says, Kate, I think the show's great. I have to say, with this NSA leak stuff, what a bunch of crap. The White House speaking out of both sides of their mouth. Now they welcome a debate over electronic surveillance. They really wanted to keep it under wraps. Let's face it, this kid is toast. They'll snuff him out. There's no question about it. So the high school dropout, who now has international fame, will get lots of headlines and will go down in history as a whistleblower, but one that ends up behind bars. He might be 49 years old by the time he is released. Was it worth it? That's what I would have to ask. Was he really so pure as the driven snow in his intentions? I'd like to know what the rest of the people listening to the show have to think about that. But I do think the government has completely overreached, and I call BS on the fact that now they're trying to backtrack and say, oh, let's have a debate on this nonsense. Joe in Illinois agrees. He says the government is on a power grab and they're not entitled to it. There is no public oversight. It's ridiculous that they have this kind of latitude. So good for Snowden for leaking the information. I got to think he doesn't have a lot of personal gain in this. For goodness sake, does he think he's going to be part of a Hollywood movie? Is he going to write a book after this? I don't think he's a hero, but I don't think he's a villain either. He's no Daniel Ellsberg, who did what he did with the Pentagon Papers and the Vietnam War. However, I do believe the government is backtracking, and the Obama administration is ridiculous. Democratic, my rear end. They're anything but. They're Bush plus. Well, what do you think, Kate? Well, they're definitely not transparent, that whole power to the people thing. Yeah, you know, we're gonna let you know everything that's happening, and they are backtracking because they didn't have this discussion before. There was no discussion on, hey, you know, this is we're in a brave new world here now with the internet, and there's things in the name of terrorism that we're going to be doing as a nation, and you know, this kind of stuff that we're gonna be looking at certain things, and we're gonna go and cull certain information. But then again, somebody would tell me in the government that, well, what do you think? We're going to just hand over the keys to the kingdom and tell you exactly what we're doing? You think people out there aren't monitoring us? They don't know what's happening? This is the problem with this. You know, it's cloak and dagger, and some of it has to be cloak and dagger, but I think too much of this is too far down the rabbit hole, too much overreach, and then backing it up. So I squarely, this whole thing, I would slam the administration for it, no question about it. There is no middle ground here. I mean, you know, there isn't. And it's easy to stand behind. This is the thing. They attacked the Bush people for that. I mean, it's hypocrisy, because in running in 2008, that was the big thing with Obama, and then getting the repeat performance. You know, the first thing was all about, we're not like those other guys. We're not like those bad guys that were in here before. We're going to be transparent. We're going to let you know what's going on. This is a government for the people and by the people, and that's what it's about. And they're not that way. They're not. It's just, that's not what the Obama administration is. So now we want to have a national debate after the cat's out of the bag. Please, give me a break on that. All right, here's another one. This one from Shelley D., who says, hello, America Tonight and Ms. Delaney. I enjoy your offerings. I have to say that this NSA surveillance, most likely you have been surveilled. Most likely I have been surveilled. But do you have anything to hide? Here's the problem I have with all of this. We should have privacy. Privacy shouldn't be dead. I should be able to Google and email and Twitter and do all the things that I do, and I am my friends, and not worry about people reading some of my ridiculous IMs. However, when you have surveillance and when you're trying to track down people who are part of sleeper cells, I would assume, although I am no spy, that you have to go through those kinds of things. You have to look at Facebook postings. You have to figure out and trace certain emails. I believe that in trying to catch some of the would-be bad guys, you have to be able to have access to that information. So it is a very tricky thing. Surveillance programs in so many ways are not good, but in other ways, maybe they're necessary. However, Snowden, the kid that kicked open this Pandora's box, in my mind, cannot be called a hero. Whistleblower, perhaps, if you stretch the definition of whistleblower, but he released information about specific methods that the government is using to collect communications to go after terrorists. So clearly, he showed our hand. What business was it of the 29-year-olds to do that? Well, he would tell you that the business is, hey, the government's not going to tell you, so I'm going to let you know what was happening. I was working on IT. I was security for the CIA, and I worked closely here with this government agency, and I was part of this. I was looking. I know what this, all this information, how it was being acquired, and so I want the world to know the impact of that. And because I have, because I'm responsible for maintaining the computer network security, and I have clearance, he had clearance to classified documents, I'm seeing everything. I realized what I was doing for them, and I didn't like it, so now I mapped my escape route, and this is the only way I could let you know. Certainly, I was not going to be able to release that while I was employed. That wasn't going to be able to happen. So there you go. Lots of people reacting to it. Our pal Rick in Illinois is back. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. What do you think?
Well, on this government stuff, for one thing, the Supreme Court ruled years ago that if you dial a number, lose your right to privacy. So if you hear anybody quoting the Fourth Amendment on that, going out the window, they said it's okay. Then the government's been spying on people anyway, because back in the 60s, they were spying on the hippies. So, you know, it's been going on for years and years. So, then a lot of people think they're got for it. My, they want to buy it knowingly. Most of the boring, so get out. So.
Yeah. Here's the thing, you're right about that. Are we all naive? No. Do we not believe? I mean, how many times do you hear somebody in a conversation, well, they all know what we're saying anyway? I mean, of course, yeah. People believe that. But I guess here's the problem. You should have a right, though, Rick, to some privacy. I do believe you should have a right to some privacy. And the way I look at it, if I was being trite about it, why do they want to know about my nonsense? Why do they want to know about your nonsense? And there is something very, very creepy in thinking that your personal info is being, you know, washed, is being looked at. But that what they're trying to say is, listen, that's a bunch of nonsense. It's not being specifically looked at. If there's nothing in looking at a number, we see nothing. We're not going any deeper than that. Why would we waste the time? So now there's even an argument over what specifically is happening. Here's at this point, and I guess maybe some of this would be released, maybe, but I don't know that they feel the need to do that, is did it lead to, in doing, in going through all these internet companies and getting all this meta data, getting all that information, did that lead to stopping any kind of terrorist, real terrorist threats in this country? I'd be very, very curious about that.
Bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.